The United Nations has assigned humanitarian relief agencies specific regions to tend to in Iraq. Concern Worldwide will monitor the needs of displaced populations in the province of Saluddin, an area just north of Baghdad where Tikrit is located. Now, Tikrit, of course, has not yet fallen to Allied forces. Until now, Concern has focused much of its energies in and around Basra in the south of Iraq, where looting and lawlessness has driven them back over the border into Kuwait. Dominic McSorley is the team leader for Concern Worldwide in Iraq. He's currently awaiting the go-ahead in Kuwait City to go back into Iraq, and he joins us from Kuwait City. Thanks for being with us.
Hi there.
And please, Mr. McSorley, tell us about the looting, the lawlessness, what you saw in Basra that convinced you it was hard to do the job now.
Well, I mean, our first trip into Basra was actually quite unique because at that time it was still under occupation by the Iraqi military. The ring of steel that the British had around the city actually didn't turn out to be as strong as we anticipated because we inadvertently crossed through the last checkpoint, which was very porous, very confused, and ended up in Basra. This was just 24 hours before the British moved in. A rather frightening experience because within a few minutes of crossing that, we realized we'd made a mistake. And the reason we knew that is because we saw images of Saddam Hussein that hadn't been damaged, which alerted us to the fact that we were where we shouldn't be. And essentially what happened is militia caught us. They took our passports, they took our bags, they took our telephones, our satellite telephones. They brought us off to a hotel. There was a lot of confusion. It was quite a threatening environment. They were as surprised to see us. I think they thought that we were the advanced forces coming in. Luckily, someone from the political end came and took over the situation. The people in there recognized that regime change was about to happen, and they didn't want to have, I suppose, the blood of international staff on their hands. And in fact, they said, we're here to help you because we think, in fact, actually, there is going to be a significant change in who's running Basra. And 24 hours later, actually, we were released. But it highlights certainly the problems that aid agencies are having, even in areas that are reportedly under coalition control.
And Mr. McSorley, how would you rank the priority of needs?
Well, I think the one key thing that is currently a problem is the security, is the looting, and is the expectations of the population, partly fed by promises, you know, that food, water, and a better life is coming, not just in the next couple of weeks, but they want that today. Water is the key problem at present. Food, as we know, is not in our assessments. People still have food, and they have enough food for the next couple of weeks. But water is a problem, and water quantity and water quality, and that is directly affecting the health, particularly of under five children.
What could the U.S. and Britain do over the next 24 hours that would assist you and more to the point, relieve that problem?
Well, I think there needs to be clarity in what kind of administration is going to be coming in fast. And these are very key questions that actually directly impact on humanitarian organizations' ability to work in that environment. It's quite dangerous for us to come in so soon after the military, particularly when they've been doing distributions themselves, because people get confused. So I think there does need to be a clarity of the role of the UN and where we can work within that framework. That, to me, is the key issue. Policing and a clarity of the framework that's going to evolve.
Dennis McSorley of Concern Worldwide in Kuwait City, thank you very much.
Thank you.